One day, Jerry and Esther were sitting at their pool in San Antonio, and then they went into the house, and as soon as they were in the house, they heard something splash into the pool. And the property is such that no one could be on it. The gates were closed, and Jerry was sure that someone had thrown a rock into the pool. But when he went out, there was no rock in the pool, and no one could have thrown the rock in the pool anyway. And so he went back in the house, and again, another splash, and again, another splash. And soon they went out, and there was a bird who was landing in the rain gutter and then splashing, belly flopping right into the pool. And then it would fly back up to the rain gutter, and it would belly flop right into the pool. And then they recognized what was going on. They had a dear friend who had recently made her transition into non-physical. And usually when someone makes their transition, if it's someone that they know well, Esther begins having conversation with them soon. So Esther was a bit annoyed at this friend because she was having no conversation. What's going on? Why am I not hearing from you? And we said to Esther, it's because you've been very mad at her. It was one of those, I wasn't done with you, so, and you've left too soon sort of feelings. But as soon as Esther released her frustration and anger at her friend for making an early departure, now their friend was visiting. And then Jerry remembered that they had had many conversations. Jerry had been a diver, and this woman had been a diver, both winning many contests for their diving from high boards. And she had said to them, I will one day come and swim with you in your pool in Texas. And now here she was, diving with them. And as soon as they came to the recollection of that, they were covered with those goosebumps of awareness as they realized that their friend Jinx had not become a bird. But her intention to have that experience had been strong enough that the bird was willing to channel her wishes and give Jerry and Esther the experience of that, you see. As you watch around you, there are endless experiences that are happening for you, that are being inspired from your dearly departed who have gone nowhere, who are clearly aware of you, and who are wanting to remind you that there is no separation between that which you have divined and interpreted through your physical senses that you call physical, real life reality. There is very little difference between this vibration that you call reality and the larger reality that is what we are all really about. And as you hear these things and watch for them in your own experience and come to know that we are all in this together, you will have no times of separation. You will lose your fear of death, and only then will you really begin to live life in the way that you've intended. You cannot live life fully as long as you harbor a fear of death. They do not go together. Let it go. Yes.